Welcome to the Dr. Sean Francis Health Blogcast. I'm Dr. Sean, and I appreciate you taking the time to tune in. Each week, I answer patients' most asked questions about health, mindset, nutrition, sleep, exercise, and lifestyle. To access the show scripts, please visit www.drfrancishealthblog.com, where you can find bonus recipes and all the references related to each show. Also, please don't forget to like, rate, subscribe, and share this podcast with anyone who you think could benefit. We'll see you in the next episode. Welcome to the Dr. Sean Francis Health Blogcast. Today's blogcast is Fitness Fuel, what to eat before, during, and after your workouts. You've just finished your workout and you know you need to eat something, but what? Workout nutrition may seem rather complicated, but it doesn't have to be. Here's the latest on how to fuel your body before, during, and after your workout so you can improve your performance, maximize recovery, and feel better. Let's talk about fueling your machine. Now, you'd never head out on a long road trip without filling your tank with gas, right? But skipping your pre-workout fuel is the equivalent of hitting the road with an empty gas tank. You may get off to a good start, but you'll likely be running on fumes in no time. When you feed your body with the right nutrients before your workout, you'll be able to lift more, run longer and faster, and speed up your gains. Plus, you'll feel so much better doing it. So what should you be eating pre-workout? Well, since our body's preferred energy source is carbohydrates, your pre-workout fuel should be higher in carbohydrates and lower in protein and fat. Protein and fat are harder for the body to digest, and this uses up extra energy that we could be putting towards the workout. Aim to eat about an hour before your workout to give your body time to digest and absorb those nutrients. Here's a couple options that work well for pre-strength or pre-cardio style workouts. You could go with a whole grain rice cake with a tablespoon of peanut butter. Maybe you try a small apple with a handful of raw nuts or some nut butter, or maybe even half a cup of plain oatmeal with berries. It doesn't have to be complicated. What about sports drinks versus water? Well, just plain water will do the trick during most workouts. Experts recommend drinking between 3 to 8 ounces, which is a cup of water, every 15 minutes during your sweat session. Also, you can hold off on those sports drinks unless you're exercising for 90 minutes or longer or are exercising in extreme heat. Sports drinks help to replace carbohydrates and electrolytes, but are not necessary for the average gym goer. Why not skip the sugary neon blue commercial sports drink altogether and just whip up your own for a longer, sweatier workout? You can do this by grabbing, say, half a cup of pure orange juice, topping it up with filtered water, and adding a pinch of sea salt or pink salt. You've got a do-it-yourself electrolyte replacement drink at a fraction of the cost, and it's pretty much healthier for you too. Now, what should you be eating after a cardio session? It's still recommended you eat your post-cardio snack within 30 to 60 minutes after finishing up. However, you'll be using more carbohydrate stores during a sweaty cardio workout, thinking running or sprinting, than you would during your lifting session. This is why you'll need to eat a snack or meal that's 3-to-1 or even 4-to-1 carb to protein ratio, similar to your pre-workout ratio. Try one of these snacks after your next cardio workout to replenish your carbohydrate stores and to help recover a little faster. You can go with something like sprouted grain toast and nut butter, maybe 5 to 10 whole grain crackers and 2 tablespoons of hummus or bean dip, maybe even a small banana and a handful of raw nuts or seeds. These would all work great. Now, what should you eat after strength training or lifting weights? Once you finish that last rep, definitely pat yourself on the back and then fuel up with protein. Aim to eat within 30 to 60 minutes post-workout to help your body recover and to build those muscles you've been working so hard for. This meal should be approximately 2-to-1 ratio of protein to carbohydrates. Here's a couple examples of a balanced post-lifting meal. You could go with some grilled chicken breast and roasted vegetables, maybe even 2 hard-boiled eggs and some whole grain crackers. Right? So the big takeaway on today is we want to make sure we are fueling ourselves prior to working out, prior to exercising. Give yourself at least an hour to get that in you. Something very, very simple, carbohydrate-based, not a lot of protein, not a lot of fats. And then definitely after training, you want to look, depending on the type of training, for cardio, you're going to want to get a little bit more carbohydrates in your post-training meal. And for lifting weights, you're going to want to get a little bit more protein to replenish those protein stores and basically the building blocks for a bigger and better and stronger you. Thanks so much for tuning in to today's episode, and we'll see you in the next one.